So let's try and fit this all into 3 minutes. I will do more in-depth videos on each individual part of the process as time goes on. So the first part of the process is called winding. The silk would have come into the mill on hanks like this. It's then put on this, which is our winding machine. We have another one there that's powered by electricity. This one is powered by a water wheel. So it comes from the hank. It's then wound onto this bobbin. Here's an example of how we get the silk in now, and that would be winding onto that bobbin there. Using information like this and looking at all our old archive pieces, the weavers then determine how many bobbins are needed of each colour to create a warp. That information translates onto the creel, and the creel is loaded up with bobbins. They're then thread through the reed, another reed, and then wound around the warping drum. This is just an example warp. You can see it's very loose and a little bit old and tatty. But once the warp is beamed off of the warping drum, which is up there, it would then have travelled through all the floors like this. Nowadays, the weavers have to carry that beam with the warp on down the stairs and into the weaving. So if you don't know what a warp is the threads that go up and down in a textile, and a weft is the thread that goes left and right. So we call that weft and right, or east and weft. So once the beam with the warping is put on the back of the loom, it's then thread up again through the heddles and through another reed here. This is a shuttle and it's loaded with a pern. So that's what contains the weft. So here you can see our weaver just prepping the loom. And checking the shuttles back in the shuttle box. You can see the pick stick on the left throwing the shuttle backwards and forwards through the middle of the warp. So here you can see the reed beating forwards between each shuttle pass to push the weft down. And here's the shuttle coming back into the shuttle box every time, and now on the other side. Here you can see the frames lifting up and down to create a shed, which is the gap through which the shuttle passes, and whatever order they go in determines what weave of material we have at the end.